It's a Friday morning, perfect time to be talking about sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello there.
Anytime's perfect to talk about sport, Fran.
Let's talk about cricket. Hobart waded into the Renegades last night to secure a home T20 final.
And waded the appropriate verb there, Fran. For reasons not entirely clear, the Australian selectors don't like Matthew Wade, but they absolutely adore him in Tasmania, the more so after he scored 58 from 30 balls for the Hurricanes to well and truly put the wind up the Renegades at Belrive Oval last night. It was Wade's sixth half century of the domestic T20 competition as Hobart ended its 20 overs at 6 for 183. Now, Hobart's opening bowler, Riley Meredith, he gave the Renegades plenty of hope they might chase that score down. He conceded, hear this, 17 runs from just one ball. Now, that was an original no ball. That was followed by five wides, then 10 more from two more no balls, and finally a single. And you could hear this, the sounds. Yeah, it was one of those horror moments that fast bowlers or any bowler just absolutely has nightmares about.
I've never heard of any bowler doing that many no balls for a start, and no, wides
well,
and...
Yeah, well, I mean, in the sort of the frenzy of T20 cricket, you just can get blown away in a moment, whether you're the Hurricanes or not. Now, look, despite poor old Riley Meredith's vicissitudes, the Renegades fell 16 runs short, and they may have let slip their chance of a home semi-final. They'll need to other results to go their way. Well, the Hurricanes, well, they're well and truly locked into their home semi-final. It's all back to beautiful Belrive, Fran.
Okay. In golf, a hole-in-one and a world record 9 birdies in a row. It's a lot of highlights for one day at the Victorian Open.
Well, Fran, this is a landmark event. The women and men competing alongside each other, that doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. And the prize money is also being shared evenly. So it was fitting that the highlights should be equally shared. Australia's Sue Oh got the hole in one. She used a 6-iron on the 15th hole at the 13th beach course, in which, of course, is in Barwon Heads, which is sea change country. And it was another Australian, the veteran James Nitties, equaling the world record for successive birdies, 9 of them. That puts him up there with Mark Kalkovecka, who did it in the Canadian Open about 4 or 5 years ago. And the 9 birdies in a row, they came after he was berating himself for a double bogey on the 5th hole. So whatever he said to himself absolutely
worked.
It worked, Fran. So anyway, it's all back to 13th Beach tomorrow, or today, sorry, for the second round.
Okay. In football, the Socceroos have slipped in the world rankings after their Asian Cup performance.
Yeah, it's just one place globally, Fran, but down to 42. But it's in Asia where that drop is more keenly felt, because both Japan and South Korea are now ranked higher than the Socceroos. And it, look, within soccer football in Australia, there's a fair bit of soul searching going on in both the men's and the women's game. Of course, we had the Football Coaches Association coming out yesterday to express its displeasure at the way that Alan Stajic was sacked as coach of the Matildas. And of course, many of those, his former charges, they're in action this weekend, because we've got the semi-finals of the W League. Sydney FC plays Brisbane Roar in one semi-final, and Melbourne Victory meets Perth.
Well, in basketball, it has been a long way back to here for the Lightning, the Adelaide Lightning, as we've discussed, the first of the WNBL's grand final series tomorrow.
Fran, once upon a time, when those two fairy godmothers of the sport in their state, Jan Sterling and Rachel Sporn, waving their wands for the Lightning, were there. The Lightning was the dominant side in the WNBL, winning the competition 5 times. But since then, they've had fateful changes in ownership, coupled with, this is interesting, a general lack of interest from their fellow South Australians, such that in November last year, it was confirmed the club was broke. Now, since then, as the goblins of South Australia have argued among themselves about who was to blame, the players and their coach Chris Lucas have done all in their command, making the finals first, then beating Melbourne in the semi-finals and earning this crack at the Capitals first up in Canberra tomorrow. And look, it should be noted, the Caps too, they're on the rebound of sorts, revisiting their big Loz-driven glory days. They finished the home and away season on top. But bums on seats, they're not a problem for them. Canberrans will be turning out in force for tomorrow's sellout first final, setting the example, we must say again, for South Australians for the second game of the series next Wednesday, Fran. And look, for those who are keen to follow what's happening, tomorrow's match will be broadcast live on ABC Radio's Grandstand. Worth tuning into this one, Fran.
Hey, great. In football, Brisbane Roar need to overcome some patchy recent form in their W League semis this weekend.
Yeah, look, Fran, the Roar finished the home and away season second. That gives them the home ground advantage this weekend at the wonderfully named Dolphin Oval in Redcliffe. But, and here the great uncertainty of sport joins us again, they lost their last home and away game to Adelaide. And just before that, at home as well, they lost to their semi-final opponents tomorrow, Sydney FC. The score then 3-1, and that win set up by Caitlin Ford, who will, of course, be problematic against the Roar again on Sunday. And Ford's not the only Matilda, or even potential Matilda, we might say, in action. The match might just become a reference for Sydney FC's coach Ante Juric, who has been sounded out by the FFA about being a replacement for Alan Stajic, who we know was unceremoniously sacked not that long ago. This story is a slow volcano, Fran, but one ready to erupt at any time in the next few days and weeks.
All right, Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield, you're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 23 minutes to 8.